All right, Jabosai, good morning. Good morning. First of all, again, a welcome to Riyah Shekoach, to Ari and to Said for setting up the beautiful breakfast, and Shekoach to everybody for accommodating the change of location. It looks like we might be here tomorrow as well, and for the foreseeable future. So if you walk into the Beis Medrash and there's no one there, we're here, Mirza Hashem. Okay, so Rosh, let's begin today on Daf Ches. We left off actually yesterday at the Mishnah, and again, today's Daf is going to continue on the same theme as yesterday, which is the different forms or different articulations or formulations of Nedu Naziris. Now, Rosh, one of the major things just to keep in mind, because this is going to be a recurring theme, is the distinction between a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Le'olam. Right. Remember, again, so you could have a Nazir Olam, which means someone is a Nazir forever, but remember, depending on how they formulate that neder, they may have consecutive Nidre Naziros that end each and every 30 days, which means that every single 30 days they'll be shaving their head, they'll be bringing their karbanos, and as opposed to a Nazir Le'olam, which is someone who accepts a much longer duration of Naziros, in which case, again, they will not elapse after every 30 days, but it's one protracted period of Naziros. The Nafkamini, the practical difference, of course, is, as we just mentioned, that with a Nazir Olam, it's quite possible that a person will be taking that haircut. When I say haircut, you understand, a Nazir doesn't take a haircut, right? A Nazir shaves his head. We didn't see that yet in the Gemara. We'll get to that sugya. But as opposed to the protracted period of Naziros, where a person will only go ahead and, let's say, be able to take a haircut or to shave the head at the end of the duration, which, depending on how long the duration is, might even be after a person dies. So with that, let's begin. Says the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir Kisei Roshi. So we'll say, actually, a lot of the cases we're going to see today, Mishnah is going to see today, were cases that were quoted in yesterday's Gemara. So, for example, the Mishnah says, a person says, I'm a Nazir like the hairs on my head. Or like the dirt on the ground, or like the granules of sand by the beach, by the sea. Hare ze nazir olam. Such a person is a nazir forever. So here's a good illustration of this first principle. But yet he goes ahead and he cuts his hair, shaves his head every 30 days. So what does this mean? How do we interpret such a nazir? Well, the way we interpret it is that when a person says, I am a nazir like the hairs on my head, what he's saying is that each hair on my head should correspond to a self-contained neder nazirus. So every hair on my head represents a 30-day period. So if I say that I am a Nazir, like the sand by the sea, so every granule of sand represents another Neder Nazirus. So essentially what I've taken upon myself is, how long will I be a Nazir for? The truth is, effectively, I'm going to be a Nazir until I die. But the way that Nazirus is structured is, instead of being one protracted period of Nazirus, it's considered to be multiple consecutive 30-day periods of Nazirus. So if that's the case, I will say, now the one benefit of that, as much as I'm going to be a Nazir for the rest of my life, what it does say is, every 30th day there is a change. Every 30th day, one Neder comes to an end, I shave my head, and then the next Neder Nazirus begins. That's the Tanakhama. Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe Omer, Ein ze migalech achas l'shloshim yom. Rebbe says, no, not correct. In this case, if you go ahead and you say, Hareini nazir kiseh roshi, that I am like a nazir, like the hairs on my head. So in fact, Rebbe says, you have accepted upon yourself one long period of nazirus that literally corresponds to the hairs on your head, which essentially means the same thing. You're going to go ahead and be a nazir until you die, but you will not be permitted to shave your head every 30 days. So ve'ezu migaleach achas l'shloshim. So according to Rebbe, what is the case where one is able to, on one hand, be a nazir for the rest of their lives, but shave their head every 30 days? Look what he writes. Ha'omer hare alai niziros kisei roshi ukeafar aretz ukechol hayam. So we'll say, what did Rebbe change? Rebbe went from the singular nazir to the plural niziros. So Rebbe will say like this. If a person says, Hareini nazir kisei roshi, I am a nazir like the hairs on my head, he's making one neder nazirus, and that is one protracted period of nazirus. If on the other hand he says, Hare alai nazirus kisei roshi, I'm taking upon myself Nazirite vows, plural, corresponding to the hairs on his head. So in that case, what is he saying? In that case, he's saying, I'm taking upon myself multiple nidrei naziros. So in that case, how do we view that such a nadir like that? That each hair corresponds ultimately to one period, one 30-day period of naziros, and therefore every 30 days, he's going to shave his head. Next. So we'll say, so again, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Fundamental machlokis, Rebbe and the Tanna Kamma. Rebbe holds that when a person says, Harei alai nozir, or Harini nozir kisei haroshi, a person is taking upon himself multiple consecutive periods of naziros. Each hair corresponds to a 30-day unit, and therefore I'm able to shave my head every 30 days. Yes? Correct. Remember, Milt's saying, good, we're not even talking about karbanos right now. Now they're just talking about hair cutting, but yes, we're going to see some halakha supplies for karbanos as well. That's the Tanna Kamma. Rebbe says, no, it depends what formulation you use. If you say Hareini Nazir is one period of Naziros. So if you say, I am a Nazir like the hairs on my head, you have accepted upon yourself one protracted period of Naziros. But if you say Niziros or Hareini, Harei alai naziros. If you say I accept upon myself naziros, like the hairs on my head, that's multiple periods of naziros. 5. Hareini nazir melo abayis melo akupa. So if a person says I'm a nazir, literally, now I will say these formulations translate in a strange way, but I am a nazir melo abayis with the amount of things that it would take to fill up this home. In other words, the home is empty. I am a nazir for the amount of time corresponding to the number of units that could be used to fill up this home. O Meloha Kupa, or I am a Nazir, corresponding to the number of units. You see why I'm using that word units in just a moment. Corresponding to the amount of things that could fill up this receptacle. So what's the halacha? Botkinoso. So we ask him, what do you mean? Because this is a very strange lashon. So like, what are you talking about when you say this? So im Amar Achas Gedola Nazarti. So if he says that really what I meant to do is take upon myself one long period of Nazirus, then what's the halacha? Nazir lamid yom. Then he's a Nazir for 30 days. Now this goes back to something we learned before, which is that whenever you use an ambiguous amorphous, remember we had this yesterday? Remember we had shir yesterday? Right, we learned Maseches Nazir yesterday. Right? So remember, in yesterday's daf we had this idea that a person takes upon themselves harei alai Nazirus gedola. Right, I'm taking upon myself a large Nazirus, or I'm taking upon myself a small Nazirus. So what's the halacha? Large Nazirus, small Nazirus. What's the halacha? 30 days. Because we're both saying, whenever you take upon yourself a neder Nazirus, and your term, the adjective that you're using to describe the Nazirus is ambiguous and amorphous, we just simply default to 30 days. So if a guy goes ahead and says, I'm hereby taking upon myself an neder naziros corresponding to the amount of units that could fill up this empty house or that could fill up this receptacle, we say to him, what do you mean? So if he said, listen, what I really just meant is just I want to just take upon myself a large naziros, you say, fine, large naziros, 30 days. Vim amar stam, but if he said stam, now, Melissa, listen to this. Vim amar stam nazarti, that I just wanted to take upon myself a stam naziros. They're both like, now what does this mean? If he says that when I made this neder, I agreed that the duration of my neder naziros should be subject to the way my neder is objectively interpreted. See, in the first case, what he's saying is, I'm going to take upon myself a long neder naziros. Okay, long neder naziros, 30 days. In the second case, he's saying, I use this lashon, recognizing that it's ambiguous and amorphous, and I'm willing to give over the interpretation of this neder to the Beis Din. So whatever the Beis Din says this means, that's what I'm willing to accept about myself. So in that case, Ro'ana Sakupa, Ki'ilahi Melea Chardal, Benazir Kol Yomav. So we'll say in that case, we view, let's say, the receptacle as if it's filled with mustard seed, right? So mustard seeds are very small, and therefore what? And therefore he's a nazir for the rest of his life. Now we'll say, now what does that mean? What that means is that if he says, I'm leaving it to you, we say that we assume that what he meant is like this, that I'm hereby a nazir corresponding to the amount of mustard seeds that can go ahead and fill up this receptacle. Now we'll say, if you could imagine, even if he had a very small receptacle, if you fill it with mustard seeds, that's a lot of mustard seeds. Each mustard seed represents what? One 30-day period, which effectively means that he's going to be a nazir for the rest of his life. So says the Gemara, so says the Mishnah. Now again, remember, obviously with the caveat that even though he's going to be a nazir with the rest of his life, but nevertheless what? He's permitted to shave his head every 30 days because each mustard seed corresponds to another neder naziros. On the other hand, if he says, so that's that case. Harini nazir mikan va'ad makom ploni. So we'll say again, this is great Mishnah because we actually saw all of these cases quoted in yesterday's daf. Person says, I'm a nazir mikan ad makom ploni. So I'm a nazir from here until I arrive at my destination. So how do we understand that neder? Omdin kama yamim mikan ad makom ploni. So we assess how many days. So let's say I say I'm a nazir from the amount of time it takes me to get from here to New Jersey. So how do we interpret such a neder like that? So first of all, we look at the amount of time that it takes to get from here to New Jersey. In pachos mi lamid yom, if it takes less than 30 days, then nazir lamid yom, then I'm a nazir for 30 days. Because also remember, again, that's based on the principle that what? That what? There is no nazirus for less than 30 days. Also remember, this is a very important principle that we learned yesterday, which is because before yesterday, so we thought that if a person, just like we learned that if a person says, I'm a nazir for 35 days, so a person nazir for 35 days, we would have thought that if a person says, I'm a nazir for 5 days, that should work as well. We learned in yesterday's sugya that is not the case. There is no such thing as nazirus for less than 30 days. So therefore, if I say I'm a nazir from the amount of time that it takes to get from here to New Jersey, and it takes 20 days to get from here to New Jersey, there's no such thing as a 20-day nazirus. Therefore, again, the default is going to be 30 days. However, again, v'im lav, but if ultimately, let's say it takes 37 days to get from here to New Jersey, then nazir kiminyan hayomim, then ultimately my Nazirite vow will be the same as the amount of time that it takes to get from here to New Jersey, 37 days. Because remember again, although there is a minimum of 30 days, you could pledge anything above 30 days. And remember, we'll say, see, the havamina is, I might have thought that after 30, what's next? 60, and after 60 is 90. Maybe it only goes by increments of 30, but we see that's not the case. That if a person goes ahead and accepts upon themselves ultimately some increment larger than 30, that such a neder nazirus will in fact work. Next, hareini nazir kimin yemo sachama. I'm going to be a nazir like the days of a solar year. Like the days of a solar year. So then what's talach? 365 days. So what's talach? Amone nazirus kiminyan yimo sachama. That ultimately, again, I will say, now again, remember, the principle that you keep seeing over and over and over is what? That whenever you have a situation of something that is technically quantifiable, so each of those units generates its own 30-day neder nazirus. So if a person says that I'm going to be a nazir, and what this means is that every single day of that solar year generates its own 30-day obligation. Rabbi Yehuda said, "My sahaya, I want this." Actually, once happened. Somebody actually made this neder. Kevan shehishlim meis, and once he finished the duration of the nazirus, he died. Not a very uplifting story, but meaning, the point is, Rabbi said, just if you do the math, you'll see it's a little bit more than 30 years. If a person goes in and says, I'm going to be a nazir, kiminyan yemo sachama. And again, Rabbi said, remember, I want to point out, understand, there are different ways to make these nidar, meaning a person could say, I'm going to be a nazir for 365 days, which ultimately means what? I'm going to be a nazir for 365 days. This verbiage over here, kiminyan, that's, we're going to see in the Gemara, that's the chap, kiminyan, corresponding to the number of the days of the year, that generates an independent obligation of the nazir for every day. So Rabbi Huda is saying, somebody actually did this. He was a nazir for 30 years, and after he finished, he died. Says the Gemara, Rohan es akupa kilu melea chardo. So let's remember again, if a person made a neder to be a nazir, and in the way he formulated his nazirus is he said, "Areini nazir meloha bayis o meloha kupa." I am hereby a nazir corresponding to the amount of things, units that could fill the homer, could fill the receptacle. So what did the Mishnah say? We view the homer, view the receptacle as if it's viewed with mustard seeds, and each mustard seed generates its own neder nazirus, which effectively means he's going to be a nazir for the rest of his life. So when it says, "Va'amai," I don't say, why do you choose mustard seed? Why don't you say that? Why don't we view, let's say, the receptacle or the home as being filled with gourds or melons? Now, I will say, now, if that's the case, it'll work. Why? Because listen to this. The Rush writes, I'm going to quote to you. He says, "Bedavar sheyesh lo kitzva, amrinon sheze nezirus achos kaminyan hadvarim. Ava bedavar sheyin lo kitzva, have a nazir olam umegalchim kol lamed yom." So you must say, here's the distinction. A davar sheyesh lo kitzva, something that is readily identifiable as a distinct number of units. So what that does is, we view the Nezirus as one protracted period corresponding to the number of units. Something that does not have a real identifiable number, even though they're separate independent units, generates multiple consecutive 30-day units. Let me illustrate this. So if a person says, I'm a Nazir like Se'arosh, like the hairs on my head. Someone will say, can you count, technically speaking, are the hairs on the head individual units? Yes, each hair is individual, but obviously it's too great to count. So what that does is that triggers consecutive 30-day nazirus. On the other hand, if I have a basket of gourds, and I say I'm an ozla, like kaminyan the kishuin, the gourds. So what's talach rabosai? We assume, because those are not only identifiable units, but what? Countable units. So we assume that in fact what I've actually done is I've accepted upon myself one period of Nazirus comprised of the number of gourds. So we'll say, so remember, and that plays out in one of two ways. If there's less than 30 gourds, then what? I'm a Nazir for 30 days. If there's more than 30 gourds, then what? My Nazir Nazirus is 35. I have a Nazir for 35. So we'll say, see, hear that? It's a very important distinction. So again, remember, in our case now, you see, yesterday, we were dealing with cases where they are individually unidentifiable. In our case today, we're dealing with things that are individually identifiable, but some of them are countable, some of them are not countable. What the Mishnah is teaching us is like this. When the individual units are countable, then the Nedr Nezirus is comprised of the days corresponding to the individual number of units. So if it's 35 units and they're individually countable, then the Nedr Nezirus spans for 35 days. But if the Nedr Nezirus is linked to items that are individually countable, but too great to quantify, then what that does is it triggers consecutive 30-day periods. So now, okay, I know it's a lot. So now, take it back to the Mishnah, I make a neder saying that I'm here by a neder, I'm here by a nazir, kemale hakupa, like the amount of units taken, the amount of units needed to fill this receptacle. So what did the Mishnah say? How do we view that neder? As if the receptacle is filled with what? Mustard seed, which Rabbi Osai represents something that is individually identifiable, but really too great to count, which in essence triggers consecutive 30-day neder nezirusis. Neder nezirusai, right? And then what happens? And Rabbi Osai, so again, I'm essentially going to be a nazir for the rest of my life, but every 30 days I could shave my head. So ask the Imara, I don't understand, why are you assuming that you fill the home with mustard seed? Why don't you fill the home with melons and gourds? What's the benefit of filling it with melons and gourds? Number one, they're individually identifiable, and more importantly, they're countable, which means I can actually count up the number of melons or gourds, and then that will be the duration of my neder nezirus, to which the Gemara says, v'tehevelei takanto. And this guy doesn't have to be a nazir for life, but rather, again, there could actually be a defined duration for his nezirus. Amar Chizkia b'machlokes shenuya. So Chizkia says, Einachinami, this is subject to machlokes, v'Rabbi Shimonhi. And the Armishra reflects the view of Rabbi Shimon, because what does Rabbi Shimon say? The Amar Adam Machnis es atzmo the davar shesveko chamer, shesveko chamer mibadai. That Rabbi Shimon says that a person sometimes will place himself in a situation that will result in a chumra where the result of the safe case will be even more chamer than the vadai case. I will say, now what does that mean? This sign, listen to this. Hareini nazir amanashi hebekri zemeakor. Listen to this case. I make the following neder. I am hereby a nazir on the condition that the kri, that pile of grain has more than 100 kor in it, 100 or more kor. Kor, of course, is a dry measure. So again, I'm making a tanai. So if the pile of grain in my backyard has 100 kor or more, than I'm a nazir. But of course, by inference, if it has less than 100 kor, then what? I'm not a nazir. What happens? V'halach umatzo shenignav o sha'avad. Small detail. I go to my backyard, and what happens now? Someone stole the wheat. So we'll say, so what's the problem? The problem is I have no way of ascertaining if the pile of grain had, bless you, if the pile of grain had 100 kor or not. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Shimon Oser. Rabbi Shimon says this is Oser. Shesafek Nizirus Nahachmir. I will say, now understand, what does it mean it's Oser? What does it mean it's Oser? So you say to yourself, oh, it means that he's a Nazir. I will say there's a much bigger problem that's at play over here. Because if you hold that he's a Nazir, here's the problem. Neder Nizirus only comes to an end. How? We didn't learn this yet, so it's not a totally fair question. Although it is in the Chumash, but I don't expect anyone to know Chumash. I mean, we all, right? How should we know Chumash? We learn Gemara, right? We'll learn when we get to the Gemara. So I'll say, so listen to this. We know Neder Nazirus only comes to an end when a person brings their karbonos. So watch this case. Get ready for this. This is fascinating. In this case, can this guy bring his... So let's say again, let's say I accept upon myself an Neder Nazirus if the pile of grain has 100 kor. I went to the backyard, and let's assume, by the way, keep it easy, the guy was accepting upon himself Stam Neder Nazirus 30 days. I go to the backyard, there's no pile of grain there. So I say to myself, okay, you know what? Rabbi Shimon says, it's L'chumra. You have to accept upon yourself a Neder Nazirus. What's the problem? At the end of the Neder Nazirus, technically speaking, I have to bring a karbon. I will say, am I permitted to bring those karbanos? No. Why not? Because I am not sure if I'm a nazir or not. And here's the problem, I will say. The problem is that, you say to yourself, one second, I have an answer for that also. Just bring them as karbanos nedafa. Bring them as gift offerings and just cover your bases. If I'm a nazir, this should count as my neder nazirus, my karbanos nazirus. If I'm not a nazir, it should count as nedafa. Why can't you do it? Chatos. Because a nazir has to bring, again, we'll say, we're going to get to all of this. We're going to see this all in the Gemara. But a nazir has to bring a karban chatos, a sin offering. Sin offering is one of the karbanos that cannot be brought as a nedava. So therefore, listen to this, this is wild. So therefore, it turns out that this guy is going to be stuck in a neder nazirus essentially for the rest of his life. Why? Because he has absolutely no way of ending the neder nazirus. Right, absolutely no way of ending the neder nazirus because again, he can never bring those karbanos. So we'll say, so listen to this. This is wild. So here you have a case where the suffolk is even more chummer than the vadai. Meaning, had I gone to my backyard, and there would have been the wheat there, it would have been 100 kor. So I would have been a nazir. I would have been a nazir for 30 days. I would have brought my karbanos and shalom al Yisrael. Now the suffolk case creates even a greater chumra because I'm not sure of what my state is. Therefore, I cannot bring the concluding sacrifices. Because of that, essentially, I spend my life in a state of Nazirite limbo, which also effectively means I am a nozir, essentially for the rest of my life, with absolutely no way of bringing this process to an end. That's right. If you find the core, yeah. If you find the core later on, I'll say, nachinami, so I guess you could be mivar of that. Why not? If you find the core and you find 100%, although again, I think you'd be hard-pressed to be able, I'm sorry? Right, I'm sorry. Right. See, I think the issue over here is, say that, was the number what?
Chain of custody.
Oh, right. See, that's the other part also. There wasn't like a mashgiach tamidi. You know, if there was a mashgiach tamidi, you know, with the kor of wheat, then einachinami. I mean, let me answer. Technically speaking, if you're able to ascertain that the same exact amount that was stolen is then accounted for, however you would account, then maybe. But I think Ben Sion's right. There probably is no way for you to actually account for that. I don't know what you're going to say.
Yeah, that's my
proposition. Oh, no. Why? Because taking a neder nazirus is a separate chiyuv. Meaning the fact that I was saying, okay, I have a better idea. Just let me go ahead and become a nazir for another 30 days. Bring karbanos. Well, you know, again, remember, this case is jumping ahead of our Nazirite knowledge. But what we're going to see is, it's not the pshat that one set of karbanos suffices for a whole bunch of nedarim. Every single neder nazirus requires its own set of karbanos.
It's no she'ela, right?
I'm sorry?
It's no she'ela. You can't be sholo.
You can't be shalom on a zero, correct. So Rabbi Huda, so we'll say, this is Rabbi Shimon. We'll say, by the way, just, don't you see it's amazing how like when your heart is open to Torah, so the truth is, we've all learned sugyas like this before, and I was like, all right, whatever, you know, what am I going to get? I'm looking ahead to when it's going to end, but it's amazing, like, when you create for yourself the space and you open your heart to Torah, even things, this truth is not lamaisa for any of us. It's not lamaisa because no one knows what a kor is, right? But it's also not lamaisa. It's also not lamaisa because it's the zeros, right? But yet it's amazing how just when you open your heart to Torah, everything becomes, it's like an exhilarating adventure. So Rabbi Huda on the other hand says no. In this case where the wheat was stolen, you are not a nazir. Why? Shesafek naziros lahakel. Because again, Rabbi Huda is of the opinion that says that no, any case of safek nazirus is lahakel. So Bosa, remember, if you hold safek nazirus lahakel, then of course, again, there's nothing to talk about. Now, Bosa, now what the svara of safek nazirus lahakel will discuss. So the Gemara says,
does that mean 30 days? Does it mean nothing?
No, nothing. You're not a nazir. Nothing. You are not a nazir. Because remember, again, the safek is, are you a Nazir or not? So Rabbi Shimon, who holds L'chumra, will say you're a Nazir. Rabbi Huda holds L'kula, says we don't know. Maybe there was 99, therefore you're not a Nazir at all. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu tema Rabbi Huda. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the truth is, so remember again, the Gemara wanted to say, remember, I'm sorry, I don't want to lose sight of the Kasha. So the Kasha was, remember, on the case where a person makes a neder saying that I want to be a nezer corresponding to the amount of units that could fill up this kubah, could fill up this house. So what did the Mishnah say? Mishnah said we view it as if it's filled with mustard seeds, and therefore again you're essentially a nazir li olam with multiple, or I should say consecutive 30-day periods. So ask the Gemara, I don't understand, why don't you say instead that it's filled with what? Gourds or melons. In which case, again, a person will only become a nazir for a defined amount of time. You count up the amount of melons or gourds, and that's the amount of time for which you are a nazir. To which the Gemara answered, our Mishnah must reflect the view of Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that what? That any suffik nazirus is l'chumra. Therefore, in this case, where you did not say what it is that you have in mind that your home should be filled up with, we go l'chumra, and we assume that what you meant was what? Was mustard seeds instead of the gourds. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, no, afilu tema Rabbi Yehuda. It's not true. Our Mishnah could even reflect the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Listen to this. Hasam lo noches leil nezirus. Hacha noches leil nezirus. So Rabbi Yehuda, remember, the case of our Mishnah and the case of the Braisa just quoted over here before are actually not similar. Because in the case of the Braisa, with the core of wheat, the suffix is what? The suffix is what? Am I a nazir at all? In the case of the Mishnah, I'm definitely a nazir. Why am I definitely a nazir? Because I said, Harini nazir. The suffix is not if I'm a nazir or not. The suffix is what? The duration of the nazirus, right? Do I mean mustard seeds or do I mean gourds? But I've definitively accepted upon myself the neder nazirus. So Gemara suggests something fascinating. When does Rabbi Huda say suffik nazirus l'chumra? When does Rabbi Huda say suffik nazirus l'kula? That a doubt regarding nazirus is resolved leniently. That's only if it's doubtful if I'm a nazir or not. So when there's a doubt if I'm a nazir or not, we'll say that we resolve that leniently. On the other hand, in our Mishnah, where I'm definitely a nazir, the suffix just is, did I mean mustard seeds or did I mean gourds? In that case, maybe even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that l'maisa, we go l'chumra, and therefore we assume it's mustard seeds, b'may l'saluk eminei. And therefore, again, there's no way for him to go and extricate himself from this. So the Gemara says, I don't understand, what do you mean that? Amai lo, lechse l'kuba kilom ilei kishon v'diluin, v'tehev ilei takanta. I don't understand, still according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you want to say that he deals with this case a little bit more in a chumradik fashion, there is still a way to get out of this without it being ridiculously l'chumra, which is that assume that he meant to fill the basket with gourds and melons. Ha'asak adai t'chad nizirusu d'kab aliluya. Rabbi Yehuda, Savala Kirabi Nos, Kirabi. So the Gemara, to which the Gemara answers, it must be that Rabbi Yehuda holds ultimately again like Rabbi. Like Rabbi. What does Rabbi say? This nan, Rabbi Omer, Ein ze migaleach achas l'shloshim. We're both saying again, remember, this is Rabbi in our Mishnah. Remember the first case in the Mishnah where a person says, Hareini Nazir kisa'aroshi. I am a nazir, like the hairs on my head. So what did Rebbe say? If a person uses that type of formulation, then what's the halacha? He's only a nazir for 30 days. But if he says, Hare alai naziros kisharoshi, if he accepts upon himself the plural, then ultimately what he means to accept upon himself is that each hair corresponds to another 30-day unit. So the Gemara is suggesting over here that maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe. And that's why... And Rabbi Yehuda, therefore, will require, just like Rabbi, to go ahead and have the plural of Naziros in order to trigger multiple 30-day units, to which the Gemara says, Beizum Shemigaleh, I'm sorry, this nun, Rabbi Omer, the Mishnah said, Ein Zemigaleh Achash L'Shloshim Yom. This one, if a person just says, Hareini Nazer Kiseroshi, he does not shave his head every 30 days. Rather, again, HaOmer Harei Alai Naziros Kiseroshi, Ukeafar Aretz Ukechol Alayam. It's only if he uses the plural lashon of naziros. So what the Gemara is suggesting is that maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, and therefore the only time that a neder naziros will trigger consecutive 30-day units is when lemaisa, again, you use the plural of harei alai naziros. I'm accepting upon myself Nazirite vows, plural. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Mi sava like Rabbi. Is that true that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi that you need the plural? V'hatnan. But we learned Hareini Nazir Kiminyan Yemosachamo. Remember again. So we'll say, remember, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that if a person said, "I am a Nazir," corresponding to the days of the solar calendar. So we'll say, so what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that what that does is each day triggers its own 30-day unit. So you're going to have to observe 365 30-day units of Nazirus. And remember, how did the Mishnah end? Rabbi Yehuda said, "Oh yeah, I knew a guy who did it, and when he finished, he died." Which Rabbosai sounds like what? Now, Rabbosai, remember, that last case is not in conformance with Shitas Rebbe. Because according to Rebbe, if a person would say, Hare Alai, if a person would say, Hareini Nazir, Kiminyan Yemosachama, according to Rebbe, what kind of Nadir Nazirus would that be? One period of 365 days, right? One period of 365. But if he would say Hareini Alai Naziros, plural. So both say Rabbi Yehuda. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda quotes the story of the guy who accepted upon himself a year worth of Naziros, and it triggered 365 consecutive 30-day units, indicates that Rabbi Yehuda holds that what? That even when a person says Hareini Nazir, not Naziros, he accepts upon himself 365 consecutive 30-day units, which indicates to us what? That he does not hold like Rebbe. To which the Gemara says, "Hainu taimo kevan dehish lemeis ella I amritcha de nezirus kabilale mi havi ashlam aklal." So we'll say, so listen to this. So the Gemara, I'm sorry, so let's read that again. And Rabbi Yehuda comments on that, and he says, yes, I saw somebody that did this, and he died. Which indicates that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe. He does not require the plural neziros in order to trigger consecutive 30-day periods. But even if it just says Hareini Nazir, that triggers consecutive 30-day periods. So I amrit bishlama neziros kamakabal alei. So if you say that he was accepting upon himself consecutive 30-day units, so hainu taima dechevan dehishlemes. That's why by the time he finished it, because it was like we said before, that's 30 years worth of Naziros. I understand you could have a case where the guy died when it was finished. Ali Amrit, Chada Naziros Kabil Alei, Mihavi Alei Ashlam Aklal. But I must say again, Lemaise, if he just accepted one Nedu Naziros, would this be such a big deal? And again, I must say, so it's clear that Rebbe does not hold, that Rebbe who does not hold like Rebbe, Va'od, furthermore, Misar Laka Rebbe, does he really hold like Rebbe? V'ha Tanya, we learned, Rebbe Huda Omer, Hareini Nazir Minyon Hilakti Kayet. So listen to this. If a person makes a neder to say that I'm a nazir, corresponding to the numbers of piles of the fig crop. Hilkate kayetz means kayetz are figs. So I am a nazir corresponding to the number of piles of figs that were harvested. Uminyan shvile shmita. Rabbi said, this is very interesting. Or like a nazir corresponding to the shmita paths. Rabbi said, what's the shmita? This is fascinating. You know, under normal circumstances, so what ends up happening is when a person has a field, you have very defined pathways in which to walk because you don't want to walk over the crops. So I want to say, if you ever see fields during the Shemitah year, so what happens? He'll say, you know, if you can Eretz Yisrael now, so Shemitah year. So it's funny, when you drive from the airport to Yerushalayim, so you see these big signs that say, you know, Kan Shomrim Shemitah. And you look at that field and you feel like saying, no kidding, right? Yeah, it's very clear you're kibbutz, because what happens, like there's stuff growing everywhere and it's so, you know, normally you pass by these same fields and they're organized rows of crops. So I'll say, Shemitah, there's a lot of hefkerus, quite literally, because everything is hefker. So what do you have? Everybody's entering the field through different ways. So there are multiple paths. So a person says, I'm a Nazir, like Shevile Shemitah, like the Shemitah paths. So what's the halacha? Mona Nazirus Keminyan Hilakti Kayetz. So Rabbosa, you go ahead and you accept upon yourself net multiple Nidri Nazirus, meaning consecutive 30-day periods, corresponding to the number of fig piles, Ukeminyan Shivile Shemitah, and corresponding to the number of Shemitah paths. Rabbosa, so what do you see from here? You see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even without using the plural Nazirus, because remember, Rabbosa, we were trying to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, but we're seeing it's not true, because Rebbe holds that in order to trigger multiple consecutive 30-day periods, what do you have to do? You have to use the Lashon of Naziros, plural. But we see over here that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that way. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that even without using the word Naziros, even if you're using the singular Nazir, it still triggers multiple 30-day periods. To which the Gemara says, no, here's the one difference. Minyan, shiny. Ah, Rabbi say, you see what's happening in this case? In this case, the person who is making the vow is using the lashon of minyan, corresponding to the number. So Rabbi say, perhaps we could say that even if you don't use the plural of naziros, if you use the plural of minyan, right? Minyan by definition means what? Multiple consecutive periods of time. Omi shani le Rebbe minyan, but does Rebbe make a distinction between minyan vahatanya? But we learn harini nazir kim minyan yimosachama. Mona nazirus kimosachama. If a person says I am a nazir, corresponding to the number of days of the solar calendar, see, he's a nazir corresponding to the number of days of the solar calendar. Kimei halavana, like the days of the lunar calendar. Mona kimei halavana. So ultimately, he is a nazir like the number of days of the lunar calendar. Now, also remember, the assumption in these cases is what? When we say you're a nazir corresponding to the number of days, what does that mean? That each day triggers its own 30-day period. On the other hand, Rabbi Omer, Ad Shiyomar Neziros Alai Kiminye Mosachamo Ukimos Alavana. Rabbi disagrees, and Rabbi says, no, the only time that that neder triggers multiple consecutive 30-day periods is when Rabbosai, when you use the lashon, when you use the lashon of Neziros, plural. But otherwise, again, you're just accepting upon yourself, if you're using the solar calendar, 365 days, lunar calendar, 354 days, and that's it. So you see, even though what? Even though in this case you're using the lashon of minyan, you see that according to Rebbe, minyan is not enough. You need the plural of Neziros, to which the Gemara says, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda Savarle Kavase Bechada. Upalig Ali Bechada, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi in one case and disagrees with Rabbi in a different case. Savar Kavase Bechada, he holds like Rabbi in one case, namely Neziros Kabil Iluya, that he holds ultimately, as Rashi says, Im Amar Adam Kama Mine Dvarim Kibel Al Atzmo Neziros Arichta. So he agrees with Rabbi in that what? If a person goes ahead and links his Neder Neziros to separate identifiable objects that are quantifiable, that he agrees with Rebbe, that in reality all one is doing is accepting upon oneself one long neder nezirus. Upalegale bechad, and he disagrees with them in a different case. The ilu Rebbe who does shani leimona, the Rebbe lo shani leimona. So we'll say that according to Rebbe Yehuda, if a person uses the lashon of minyan by kiminyan yemosachama, minyan means that each unit is supposed to be reckoned individually, and each unit triggers its own 30-day period. Whereas according to Rebbe, Rebbe does not accept minyan. The only thing according to Rebbe that triggers independent units is what? Is neziros plural. Fine. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, Hareini nazir kol yemei chayai. If a person says, I am a nazir all the days of my life, Hareini nazir, or Hareini nazir olam, or I am a nazir olam, you know, forever. Then what's the halacha? Harei ze nazir olam. Then such a person is indeed a nazir olam, a nazir for the rest of his life. Afilu, so I remember again, and when a person is a nazir olam, so we spoke about the halachas of a nazir olam, once every 12 months, he goes ahead and he's able to thin out his hair with a razor. Afilu me'ashana, afilu elashana. Rabbi Osei, if a person attaches an explicit duration to his neder nezirus, I am a nazir for 100 years, or I am a nazir for 1,000 years. Rabbi Osei, in which case, again, clearly a person, that duration is going to extend past his lifetime. Nevertheless, because it is an explicit duration, ein zet nazir olam ela nazir le'olam. Such a person like that is not a nazir olam, but rather, again, a nazir la'olam, which Rabbi Osei, essentially, what does nazir la'olam mean? That's one long period, and you have no right to go ahead and what? And thin out your hair, which is quite interesting. So Rabbi Osei, in other words, if you say you're a nazir for 100 years, that's no different than saying, then what? That you're a nazir for 30 days. In other words, that any time you attach an explicit duration, that is one long period of time that must be observed, and there is no license to lessen that neder at any point, not to lessen, but to cut hair at any point in time. As opposed to if you say, I am a nazir forever means what? That's a nazir olam. Nazir olam carries with it its own connotation, namely that once every 12 months, you are permitted to go ahead and thin out your hair. Let's say, it sounds a little bit strange, but it just has to do with how you technically set up that neder. So the Gemara goes out to, I'll say with this will end. Ten Rabbanon. Hareini nazir va'achas. This is interesting. If a person says, I am a nazir and one. So what is a nazir and one? Mo neshtayim. Remember, I will say, essentially what he's doing is he's accepting upon himself one Eden Nazirus and one day of a second Eden Nazirus. But again, remember, we saw yesterday that once you accept upon yourself any unit of the second Eden Nazirus, then what happens? You've bought the Nazirite farm. You take the whole second Neder Nazirus with you. Monishtayim. Va'od. Supposed to listen to this. Let's say the guy says, Hareini Nazir Va'achos. I'm a Nazir, right? 30 days. Va'achos. And one day. Va'od. And another. So what's the halacha? Monish Shalosh. He observes three periods because Nazir is one. One day of the second period counts as the second Eden Nazirus, and Va'od, another, is a third period of Nazirus, 90 days. And I will say, watch this, Vishuv, this guy's got a lot of free time on his hands, so listen to this, right? He says, I'm a Nazir, get ready, I'm a Nazir, it's like Chagadja. I'm a Nazir, Nazir, Va'achos, Va'od, Vishuv. So Nazir is the first Nazirite period, Achos is the second Nazirite period, Ode is the third Nazirite period, and Shuv means that I'm going to do it again, right? That's the fourth Nazirite period. So a person observes four Nazirite periods. So the Gemara says, Pshita, I don't understand. Okay, I mean, it's not such a Kiddush, it's obvious. What's the novelty here? I'll tell you what the novelty says, the Gemara. Mao detema vishuv kikulhu vahavile shis kamashon dolar. Well, so I might have felt like this. Vishuv maybe means, and I'm going to do it all over again. What does do it all over again refer to? The first three. So I might have thought that Nazir is one, Achos is two, Ode is three, and Vishuv means I'm going to do all three again. So I'm going to observe six periods of Nazirus. Kamashana, that Shuv just means that he's adding on one more period of Nazirus. Rabbosa, let's conclude the parak. Tan Rabbanon, Bayis Agul, Digun, Trigun. Did I skip? I'm sorry. Tan Rabbanon, Hareini Nazir. If a person says, I'm a Nazir, Sumchus Omer, Hein Achos. So also listen to this. If a person says, I'm a Nazir, and then adds in one of the following modifiers. A person says, I'm a Nazir, Hein. So that means he's accepting upon himself one period of Nazirus. If he says, I'm a Nazir, Digun. Digun means I'm accepting upon myself shtaim, two periods of Nazirus. If he says, I am a Nazir, Trigun. I am a Nazir again, Trigun. That means what? Shlosh, Shalosh. I'm accepting upon myself three periods of Nazirus. If I say, Nazir, Tachragun, our Bible says it's all Greek. If I go ahead and I don't mean like it's all like Greek, you know. I mean like it's actually literally Greek. So, right? So if I go ahead and I say, I'm a Nazir, Tachragun, then what? Arba. Arba, I'm accepting upon myself four periods of Nazirus. If I say, I'm a Nazir, Pontigun, like Pentagon, right? Then what? Chomish, I've accepted upon myself five Nidre Nazirus. So I'll say, all the Gemara's, and now again, this actually, interestingly enough, is not such a Chiddush. All it's saying is that Lamaisa, even though I'm saying I'm a Nazir, I have the ability to quantify how long my Nidre Nazirus is. Vaiter, Ten Rabbanon. So we'll say, now once we discuss these Greek numbers, the Gemara is going to show another interesting application of this. Bayis agul. We'll say, if you have a circular house, or for that matter, digun, or a house with only two corners, or trigun, or a house with only three corners, or pentigun, or a house with five corners, eino mitami b'negoim. So ultimately, again, actually, when I say corners, it's actually walls. It's actually walls. So if you have a house with either, again, a round no walls, or two walls, or three walls, or five walls, such a home is not subject to the laws of negoim. It's not subject to the laws of tsaras in a home. However, tatrigon, if the house has four walls, then lemaisa it is mitame. It is subject to the laws of tumas negoim. How do we know this? My taima. Lamatu Omer Kir Kiros, Lamalu Omer Kir Kiros, Harikan Arba. Because it was, interestingly enough, when talking about the laws of Tumas Saras, the Torah could have used the Lashon of Kir singular. But instead the Torah goes out of its way to use the Lashon of Kiros, which is plural. It does this twice. You put two Kiros together and what do you get? Kiros is a minimum of two. The fact that the Torah goes out of its way to mention Kiros twice teaches us halacha that only a home with four walls ultimately, again, is subject to the laws of Negoim. But if the home, and I will say, remember again, this is, right, so there's only external walls, meaning internally you can have as many walls as you want. But external walls, only a home with four walls will be subject to the laws of Negoim, but a home with more or less walls ultimately will not. Hadrun Aloch. Call Kinoi Rabose Mazel Tov. May Mirza Hashem begin the second parak of Meseches Nazir tomorrow.